Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow of the Hoover Institution, writing on American greatness. About the anti-Semitism that is in the land. It is not enough to say that it is practiced by students who are ignorant, who cannot name the prime minister of Israel other than say Yasser Arafat. That's how silly it can become. There's nothing silly about the grown-ups in the U.S. Congress. And in a vote recorded about the Holocaust and about the conduct of the Hamas, what we have is a vote of people voting against the resolution. And I will name them. Bowman of New York, Bush of Missouri, Connolly of Virginia, Garcia of Illinois, Grijalva of Arizona, Jayapal of Washington, Lee of Pennsylvania, Massey of Kentucky, Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Omar of Minnesota, Presley of Massachusetts, Ramirez of Illinois, Tlaib of Michigan, and Coleman of New Jersey. Those are grown-ups, and they voted against a resolution in favor of supporting the Israelis under attack. Victor, why? Where is their constituency? It's not America.
Well, I'll be frank, John, with the exception of Massey, I think, who was the sole Republican to vote against that, and I don't know what his particular rationale was. He gives all sorts of reasons. But for all of them, believe that they represent overwhelmingly Latino or Black districts. Let's face it, they're part of the Black Caucus or the Latino Caucus, or what they would call the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Caucus. And they feel their constituents are not supportive of Israel. They feel that Israelis are wealthy, white, privileged people in the Middle East. They're settlers. They don't belong there. Of course, they don't know the history of Israel. That helps in their advocacy for Israel's enemies, but they wouldn't vote that way if they didn't think it brought political advantage in their district, and it does. And there's something very, very wrong with Black Lives Matter, to take one example, when within a nanosecond of the news of the killing on October 7th, they had posters of hang gliders where they were glorifying the airborne murder of Jews.
One more unit of group of grown-ups and a puzzle. The United Nations. You mentioned Guterres, the Secretary General, who's made so many very doubtful remarks that I don't even need to quote him. He's lost. However, there is a commission at the United Nations you're very familiar with about violence against women. 6 or 7 weeks of making what you'd have to say is weak statements in support of the Israelis who were attacked and never identifying Hamas as using sexual violence to intimidate, to frighten. 6 or 7 weeks. The United Nations has become grotesque, Victor, grotesque on this matter. I don't know why we would look to it for leadership ever again.
I know it. I think we've seen it do about half of its resolutions since the birth of Israel have been, of all of its resolutions, have been anti-Israeli. So I think it's time to have a serious discussion. We have two choices. One is to deplatform it from New York. And I think given its so-called third world orientation, I think it should be in the third world. I think it should be in Nigeria or, you know, Peru or maybe Vietnam. And I think it would be at more at home there. And we shouldn't showcase all of these undemocratic and illiberal governments that come over here, their representatives in New York, the media capital of the world. Or we should just get out of it. And I think that was what I would prefer. I think a lot of people. And then form a loose coalition of countries that would be a United Nations of constitutional governments. And you couldn't join unless you were evaluated or authenticated as a democracy or a republic. And half of those 193 nations, if that's what the number is, wouldn't qualify. So when you have Iran as the head of the Human Rights Forum, it's, you know, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. It's such a joke, and a cruel joke at that. So they have no credibility anymore, and they shouldn't be in New York.
Victor Davis Hanson is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution on Stanford University's campus. He's a classicist. He also writes routinely on contests, wars. But right now we're speaking of the adults who are either practicing anti-Semitism or are permitting it. I'm John Barry.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.